Okay.
Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Christmas time is here.
It is, with a bang.
Yeah, lots.
Or a jingle, maybe I should say.
Even better.
Yes.
An event that I think we've talked about in years past, but I always love the idea of this, the Turtle Creek Vet Clinic Pet Pictures with Santa. This
yes.
is Saturday, December 2nd.
Yes, they've been doing this for several years, and it's a direct benefit for Hunt County Shared Ministries. They call it the Jingle Bowls program, and a lot of people forget that the seniors in particular that Fish serves, that they have pets, and that a lot of times, you know, those are great companions to the senior citizens. And so Turtle Creek Veterinary Clinic thought, well, you know, we need to make sure that those pets are cared for. So they provide food for the fish pantry, and all the money raised goes to buy dog and cat food. And then it's kept at the pantry, and if somebody comes in and they ask, do you have a pet, then they can give them a bag of food for the pet, too,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which I think is really neat.
Now, the Turtle Creek Vet Clinic, Turtle Creek, as I know it, is a residential neighborhood off of Highway 69.
Yes, that's true. The creek, though, kind of runs along behind that, and the Turtle Creek Veterinary Clinic is at the corner of of Jack Finney Boulevard and Business
69. Okay, got it. All right,
yeah,
well, it's near that
yeah.
Turtle Creek residential
right, there's an
area.
American National Bank on one corner, and it's directly across the street from it, and Dr. Rocky and his staff have been doing this for several years, and it's just right. They have a Santa that loves animals, and you take your pet in, not your kid.
That's
or
got,
your furry kid.
That's got to be a fun afternoon.
Don't you know it is?
Yeah. And we're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. One of your favorite events is well known as the Park Street Wagon Rides, and that's two weekends, December 8th and 9th and December 15th and 16th.
I make no secret about that.
Yeah.
It's my very favorite event of Christmas, mainly because you climb on the wagon. And for 45 minutes, you can't go any faster than the speed of a horse. And you just kind of breathe.
Yeah.
And it's, of course, the neighborhood, the street is decorated yeah. beautifully. But it's quiet. And it's just fun. It really is. And if it's a cold night in particular, you bundle up and... you know, they do, hundreds of people do this ride every year, and it's really fun.
And there's no place in Greenville, if you want to celebrate Christmas, that's definitely the place to be, Park Street.
It's so pretty, and the neighborhood really gets into decorating.
Now, there's something that's exciting, I think, this year, that the Christmas at Indy's, this is out at the Audie Murphy and American Cotton Museum. People who haven't been around Greenville for a long time probably don't know about the Indy Gaylord House, but that's the oldest standing house in Greenville.
That's correct. And it was originally much closer to downtown. And then since you and I grew up, both of us in Greenville, we remember for many years, then it was out at Graham Park.
Yep.
And was going to be a museum out there. And there, because there was no real backing for it, it really didn't. And so when they actually when Greenville finally got a museum, they moved it then onto the grounds of the museum. And they've been working to restore it.
And this year, for the first time, it will be decorated for Christmas.
Yes.
And they're having an event there.
Yes, they're having a reception. And I love the fact they're calling it Christmas at the Indies.
Yeah, Saturday, December 9th. And, you know, I've never been in that house. All the time that I grew up in Greenville and been around, I've never actually been in the house. So
it's been years since I have, and I'm really excited that they're getting this done now.
I think that's a terrific idea, and
I'm
looking forward to that. And then kind of strange, not that it's a bad thing, but the Greenville Christmas Parade, not until Friday, December 15th.
Yes, it's late this year. I can't find out why. I've dug and I can't, but for some reason they've done it late. But to me, more shocking than the late date is the fact that they have flip-flopped the route. And for anybody who has grown up in Greenville, you know that parade has always gone in the correct directions of the one-way street. So it has gone
right.
west on Lee Street, turned the corner at right, and then it's gone east on Washington Street. They're doing it backwards this year. And so we're all going to have to get used to the fact, for the first time in years, you're going to get to go the wrong way on the one-way streets.
There may be some people stumbling around, you know, just totally disoriented.
People are going to be standing on Lee Street looking for the yeah. parade. They're going to be looking left for the parade, and it's going to come from the right. Yeah,
it's like watching it in reverse or something.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
But they're doing it because we have a new fire station that is in the staging area. And they just simply realized they like, this is the logical way to do it.
Yeah. So Friday, December 15th, and that's about 2 weeks later than usual.
Yes, it is.
6 p.m., but still be a fun event, the Greenville Christmas
Parade.
Oh,
it's always a great parade.
And then lots more going on the rest of the month, but we're out of time.
You will have to come back.
Okay, good. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always enjoy it. Thanks.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.